All right, Eagles fans, welcome back to the NovaCare Complex. I am Alex Smith, and today I'm very pleased to be joined by Eagles guard Brandon Brooks. Brandon, first season here in Philadelphia. How are things going for you so far?
Started off a little rough with the hamstring injury, and then had a little bicep strain. But other than that, playing the first two preseason games, it's been awesome. It's been fun communicating up front, getting on the same page. Al Barber slide over the right tackle, but he's been a great guy. Really working well together, and looking forward to big things moving forward.
You mentioned some of the moving pieces up front now working with Alan Barber. How difficult is that to get adjusted to that change?
It's not even a big deal. We communicate on and off the field. We actually sit next to each other in the meeting room, and any questions I have, any questions he has, we always communicate. Before the play, during the play, after the play, what we've seen, things of that nature. Plus, he's a funny guy, so it keeps it light. I try to keep it light too.
Obviously, your first season here in Philadelphia after you signed in the off season. Are you adjusted to the city? Are you adjusted to the East Coast at this point?
Not all the way there, but I'd say I pretty much adjusted.
Why do you say not all the way there?
It's just to continue to get used to it. Always hearing horns. It's a lot faster pace than anywhere else I've been. People are just a little bit more aggressive out here than any other places I've been. But, it's been good.
You reached out to fans on Twitter once you got here, places to eat, places to see, all that kind of stuff. What's the best piece of advice that you got on Twitter when you arrived here?
Let me think. Go out there and give it your all, no matter what. Had a blue-collar mentality, and fans will always love you.
Let's talk some X's and O's now. Through two preseason games, are you comfortable in the offense right now? How are things going up front?
I'm comfortable in the offense. I've got a heck of a coach in Jeffrey Stoutland. And then Kelsey's, like the mastermind of it all, knows a lot of things, played a lot of games, and kind of gets it set up front. But it also, gelling with the guys from OTAs until now, and then making sure that I put the extra time in the playbook myself to make sure that, I know what's going on, the different, moving parts up front. I'd say I'm pretty comfortable.
What do you like about working with Coach Stoutland?
He's really intense, but at the same time, he never uses the cookie-cutter approach to coach a player. He uses what works best from that or to that player, I guess you could say. And on top of that, his knowledge of the game, is pretty much a match. Ever since I've been in the league, different coaches I've had. He's, started off on the defensive side of the ball, so he knows what, defensive lineman, defensive coaches are coaching. Mm-hmm. But then having time to, come over to the offensive side and then have, coached, offensive line at all the levels for so long, he knows it like the back of his hand inside and out.
You're facing the defensive line out here in team drills every day. Is there any kind of rivalry with you guys? Do you guys get really competitive during team drills, offense versus defense?
Yeah, to make it to this level, you have to be competitive. It's one of the most competitive industries there are, if not the most competitive. And in order to be good, you have to want to win, every time you go out there. So, having those guys across from you can only make you better. I'd say we have one of the better defensive lines in the league, too. So going out there and practice lets you work on your craft as well as theirs.
My last question for you here, Brandon, third preseason game. Obviously, the starters will get a lot of reps out there in Indianapolis. What do you want to prove as an offense on Saturday night?
That we can move the ball up and down the field, get the run game started. Obviously, Sam's going to do his thing, slinging the ball all over the field. So just to go out there, not have too many mistakes on offense to move the ball and to score.
Eagles guard Brandon Brooks, thank you very much for your time. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.